working from home or else. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's Elon Musk's message to federal workers as his Department of Government Efficiency keeps working to slash jobs and spending. He posted on X, employees who have ignored President Trump's order to return to the office will be put on leave this week. On top of that, Fox's Peter Ducey reports from the White House.
The DOGE team wants emails from federal workers by midnight with five bullet points from everybody explaining what they accomplished on the job last week. Elon Musk justifies the approach like this. The reason this matters is that a significant number of people who are supposed to be working for the government are doing so little work that they are not checking their email at all.
And Musk threatened a no reply is like a resignation, though some agencies like the FBI and defense are telling their employees not to worry about complying today. Now, Musk and DOGE were sued over those emails this morning, one of many challenges to their authority. And also new today, a federal judge blocked the Department of Education and the Office of Personnel and Management from sharing data with DOGE. We mentioned the FBI. Fox's Sue Guzman reports.
Former Secret Service agent and popular podcaster Dan Bongino's been chosen as the next FBI deputy director. President Trump saying on Truth Social that Bongino is a man with incredible love and passion for our country.
Bongino just put out a statement that the dedicated people in the FBI deserve leadership that'll back them up. There are memorials today in Ukraine, marking 3 years since Russia invaded.
For peace to be just, Ukraine needs to sit at the negotiation table.
Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez pledging $1 billion with a military aid. He's among the European leaders in Ukraine to show support today. But France's president is in Washington instead, going to the White House to share European concerns with President Trump about Ukraine and the EU being left out of talks last week between the U.S. and Russia. There's an American offer to Ukraine to share profits from Ukraine's rare earth minerals. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz tells Fox it'd be a security guarantee and
recoups these hundreds of billions of dollars for the Ukrainian people and for the American taxpayer.
America's listening to Fox News.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on singlecare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela! Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and
from the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Sam Kirk. A man is in serious condition after being hit by a car on 32nd Street in Yuma on Friday night. Police say the pedestrian stepped or jumped into traffic before being struck by an 18-year-old driver. Investigators are working to determine why the man was in the roadway. No charges have been filed, but police are still gathering evidence. And the body found in Ocean Beach has been identified as missing Yuma kayaker Danny Marin. The San Diego Fire Rescue Department says they discovered the body Wednesday afternoon near where Marin was last seen. On Friday, the San Diego County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed his identity. Marin's outrigger kayak washed up on the other side of the jetty last weekend. He was first reported missing on Valentine's Day. You can catch us on the TV side on News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports. I'm Samuel Kirk.
Unseasonably warm weather will continue this week with sunshine and 85 today, 53 the overnight low tonight, 89 and sunny tomorrow, 58 for tomorrow night, 90 with sunshine on Wednesday.
Ready? Go.
Okay, doctor.
Operation.
No,
hurry, time's almost up.
Okay, okay. The most amazing care. Oh, Belly.
Oh, I know. Shrine.
Time's up. Okay, our turn.
Ready, go.
They changed my life.
Shriners Hospital for Children. Yay!
Because people just like you, kids like me, can play in the game of life.
I can do things now that were impossible before.
I can draw.
I can play basketball.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Go to loveshriners.org right away. Thank you.
In tough times, it can be difficult to know where to turn. If you or someone you know is looking for help, the Yuma Community Food Bank is here if you need a hand. We provide food and other resources to families, seniors, and individuals in need. We are open Monday through Friday. All you need to receive a food box is a photo ID with your current address. Visit our website at yumafoodbank.org for more information. The Yuma Community Food Bank also accepts donations in the form of non-perishable food, monetary donations, and volunteer help. You can choose to donate or advocate. You can choose to volunteer or raise awareness. You can choose to help end hunger. Call us anytime, 928-343-1243. Visit our main campus, located at 2404 East 24th Street, or use our food locator map online at yumafoodbank.org.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
We have here Carolina and Gonzalo from Trilogy Financial. Their home base is in Scottsdale, but they come down frequently, at least once a month, to Yuma, Arizona. Carolina, you have family down here. Gonzalo, we do a lot of business together, and so it's just been a great fit to work with you two, and I'm excited to have you on the show. So I don't know if Carolina told you, but what I'm interested in talking about are the main issues that are wives' tales out there that people think are these easy ways to invest that are hidden gems out there, and the main public doesn't know about them, but they're ways to avoid all these taxes and to get exponentially more interest. For example, investing in whole life insurance and then borrowing from the life insurance because it's tax-free, never paying it back, but on your death, the policy pays out, and that's an option to save in a way that's similar to like a Roth IRA, but you don't have the limitations that a Roth IRA has. So, in fact, I had a neighbor come up to me just the other day and say, hey, I'm having a financial advisor come up by my house, and I want you to be in there and sit in and just kind of listen to the discussion that he has. He's telling me about these great ways that he can save a bunch of money and help me invest through whole life insurance policies. So that's one of them that I've come up with. I'm sure you hear different things all the time, but what do you say to those types of things? Is that valid? I know Dave Ramsey, who is a sponsor of the show, hates that idea. I've looked into it myself. I was a insurance licensed agent in my prior life about 25 years ago, and I was sold on that idea when I was about 22 years old, but have since been more, I say, disabused with the concept. But what's your take on it?
Well, that specific issue, let's just take a step back. Normally when somebody comes to us with that specific, let's say just one of those gems, let's just describe it first like one of those.
Yeah.
We will go to the whole life later, but let's just talk about that miracle silver bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, when somebody comes to us, first off, is the source of the information, it's never reliable. And when that source of information will give you a very perfect scenario, everything is perfect, and that will work. So when somebody says, is that possible? Will that work?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it will work if you keep it in a lab and everything is controlled and everything is perfect and you always do all the paper and everything just perfect. You said it in your seminar. Well, life has a funny way to not be really perfect. So you're going to stop making certain payments. You are not going to be alive when that, whatever that is. So that just little ingredient
what
that
about
is missing, it just collapses the whole strategy. And that will be with whole life
mm-hmm.
and all these different kind of strategies. Normally, that's the way that it's sold to somebody. And that's that I'm using that word specifically. I don't like it because that's not what we do. We don't sell anything. Just like you were not selling
yeah.
something. You just
but you do offer life insurance. You offer life, sure. Term life. You offer whole life.
Correct.
Variable annuity life.
All those things.
Okay.
But it has to be a very specific scenario, a very specific need. Like you don't recommend leaving trust for every single person that walks that through that door.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't need it, you don't. Well, you don't do it. Right?
So let's say I'm interested in that. I say, Gonzalo, I've heard this whole life policy is the way to go to save when I invest. It's going to be after-tax money that I'm investing into it, but I can borrow tax-free, and then anything that's left over in the policy is going to be paid out to my beneficiaries tax-free. Find me a policy that's going to work for me. What's your response? I want to save up. Let's say I want to put $100,000 into it, and then I can borrow. So the scenarios I see on the internet all the time, I put the $100,000 into it, I can borrow the $100,000 back, and I still have the life insurance policy. Is that true?
You see how you're leading to that question? Mm. I don't know. The answer is I don't know because I don't really know that scenario. I need to know around it. What's happening? Mm-hmm. You have more retirement assets. Do you have a home? You know, you have kids. All these things I need to know
mm-hmm.
to make sure that that specific scenario will work for you.
Okay.
That is the problem. When somebody goes online, TikTok or YouTube, whatever, you know, whatever podcast, it's a very specific problem and it's solving a very specific issue.
Right? Yeah. So usually when they come to us looking for a very specific product, like you said, what we do is like, okay, let's sit down. We go through the whole process, like ask them the questions, create the plan. And honestly, maybe only 1 out of 10 times that was the product that actually fits them or it's the best for them.
When you play out all the scenarios and show them the reality of the scenario, for example, one reality that I've seen, because I do have whole life, and why I got into it, I can't remember because it's been probably 20 years. But I do have a couple whole life policies. You guys are my advisors. You know of those policies, and you're permitted to talk about them, so go for it. But I know that I can't borrow as much as I've put into those policies. So the concept that I can go out there and buy a $100,000 policy and then borrow that money back and use it while the policy is still in effect, I have not seen a policy like that. Normally, you can borrow up to 80% of the cash that you've put into the policy. I've never seen a policy, and I don't see them as often as you do, but I haven't seen a policy where you can borrow 100% of the premiums that you've paid on the policy.
It's all about timing. Everything is about timing and how much you fund that policy. So let's play with that scenario. Let's say this works. Let's make it work in this case. So you will start 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And you normally overfund that policy. When I'm saying overfund is in, and again, I'm not going to say whole life because there are different kinds of whole life, index, universal, variable life. Let's just say something that builds cash for this conversation. Normally it has minimum premium, it has target premium, and it has a limit pre-MEC, modified endowment, and that's a range. So people that want to do that kind of scenario, like you're saying, overfund the policy more than the minimum,
yeah,
more than the target, and very close to modified endowment.
Okay.
So you're pushing a lot of money into this puppy,
yeah,
whatever that solution.
Yeah.
Now, and we need time. We need consistency and time. So as we keep doing that, now the policy, people will describe it as equity. You're adding a lot, and your risk gets smaller and smaller and smaller because the assets that you put in, the insurance company is not in the hook for this thing. Let's say you're protected for $1 million,
mm-hmm,
and now you overfund it so much that your premium plus the interest that you're making, whatever version of that is, now is covering your risk, but for only for that specific amount. Let's say you're insured for $1 million.
Yeah.
And now the policy is $500,000 in money that you put in.
I put in $500,000 paid up premiums.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then and the interest rate, whatever, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now your risk is only $500,000. You're still paying premium for $1 million.
Right.
Right. So as you keep doing that, now we are adding that up. And there's going to be time, like 20 years. You're saying 20 years. I don't know exactly when, depending on age and all that. That your risk will keep pushing your debt benefit. There are rules for that. And I would say 10, 15 years that you're doing that. Now you will have more money that you invested in.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have the life insurance plus interest. And that will work. But you see, now we extended for 15 years. We were underfunding, overfunding for 15 years nonstop, right? Nothing happened to you, and you kept doing that. That works. Those scenarios that are on TV on the or whatever, on the laboratory of YouTube, that works perfect on paper, right? The problem is when people stop paying premiums, do they want their money back in 5 years because they have hardship or whatever? They stop paying for 5 years because the policy will be alive. Even if you stop paying that, or they reduce, they forget, what is this tragedy, and they reduce to the minimum.
Yeah.
By the time you remember 20 years in the future, I want my money back, this is what you told me, yes, but the conditions have to be A, B, C, you only met A, so that scenario won't work.
So for the premiums, I don't know, I'm sure every insurance company has a different calculation as to how to determine what they're going to be requiring for the premiums, but it's going to be something above what the total value that you're putting in. So let me just give an example. Let's say I want this $1 million policy, right? And let's say that the market does 5% and that the $100 or the $1 million is invested in, and the premium, right, is also 5%. So really, because the company needs to make money, right? That's their premium. That's what they're charging to keep me insured. And that premium then negates any of the growth. Does that make sense? Isn't there going to be a premium that they're going to require? It's not just I'm putting in the money and they're going to say every dollar that you put in, you're going to have access to. We get paid whatever it is, 5% broken up over a course of a year as the premium to have this policy.
Yeah, I think I'm getting your question. Normally, there are charts, and they're not just they're not owned by there's expenses like mortality rates and things like that. Actuaries have these charts, right? So normally, your premium has to cover your risk. Just the risk as is, right?
Yeah.
I'm 30 years old. So I know I look at 30 years, but I'm not. And then I'm covered for $1 million, right? There's a specific number, to your point.
Yeah.
And then the rest will go to these accounts. Now, again, now we're splitting hairs because there are different kinds of, let's say, cash values or whole life. And that's when things get really interesting. Because when somebody comes to me saying a whole life, whole life works in a different way than an index universal life, than a variable universal life, and it's all about how much money I'm making. How?
Yeah.
So the really popular one, whole life, nobody uses that anymore. The index universal life normally will put money in an index, let's say S&P 500 index.
Okay.
And the insurance company will say, okay, so every year I'm going to give you credit for whatever the index does.
Yeah.
Okay, great. But it has a cap. Who makes money, right? You're asking how are the money is being made? Okay, so you will have at least I will give you 3%. That's on the insurance company, but the max that you can get is 9%.
Okay.
Last year, the market was up. I don't know. Google it, but like 20 something.
Yeah.
So that was a big margin for the insurance companies. Ding, you know that goes there, and then for the years that the market is under or flat. Well, they're only on the hook from 3%, right?
Right.
Now, I'm giving you specific numbers, but each company will have different caps, okay? Yeah. Could be 13. And anyway, So when somebody says, like, who's making money and how? Well, the insurance company is getting paid for your risk. Mm-hmm. That's minimum. Remember, we talked about that. And then the other thing, well, they're making money on that differential of the cap and then whatever the market did.
So they're getting paid the premium based on your risk, and they're also – they're – minimizing how much money you can make by capping the 9%, and they're going to reap the benefits of the difference. But they're also limiting your risk because it's not going to be lost, but in the long run, the numbers always favor the house.
And this, no, and that makes sense. It's a business at the end of the day. So, and well, we take care of a lot of elderly and senior citizens, and when you ask them, what do they want? They want certainty.
Yeah.
They want that. They're willing to say, I don't want to make 22% in the market. I don't want to lose. I'd rather have 3%.
Yes.
Positive than negative whatever. So I'm okay giving up. And that's what I'm saying. That tool, you keep saying tools in your seminar. That tool works specifically for somebody that has that need and wants that.
And it's a life net. It's a life insurance type tool.
Correct.
But really, isn't it, it's a life insurance company that's selling an annuity contract, right?
The chassis is the same. Okay. You're right. I like to say that the chassis is pretty much the same.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The risks, annuities and life insurance, that's why you can exchange it. You were talking about it. You can exchange, how's that the order? You can exchange an annuity, life insurance to an annuity, you can do that because it's in the IRS, it's fine with that and all that because it's the same chassis that you're saying. It's just different belts and whistles.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Once upon a time, air conditioning was simple. It blew cold air, or it didn't. Today, air conditioning is more than cooling. Healthy, conditioned air is essential. When people ask me who I trust, I tell them, in Yuma, the only thing you need to know about air conditioning is Hansberger Refrigeration. Find them at HansbergerRefrig.com. That's Hansberger, R-E-F-R-I-G.com.
Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at School can help. Visit migraineatschool.org. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you, the big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff, to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
It's like I'm saying, I drive a car. Okay, which one? It doesn't matter. I'm just driving a car, point A to B. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if I have more bells and whistles, the life insurance will have different features than an annuity and all the riders and all these things is when things get really complicated.
Right.
When somebody says the gem, right? We go back to the initial point. Oh, this is the gem. maybe for me or my mom, because she had a very specific situation, but not for you or your family, right?
Okay. What's another misconception that is frequently brought up to you as far as them hearing it on the internet or TikTok that, oh, I know people make a lot of money this way. Can you help me invest in this particular manner?
We were talking about it and we thought of a couple. One of them was that you should pay your mortgage as soon as possible and that would help you create more wealth over time.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we actually disagree with that point.
Okay.
So
Dave Ramsey often advises that. And so I think it's important to discuss that it's all unique based on the individual. So when do you part with that type of advice?
Yeah, so it's definitely, like I said, with the life insurance case, it's definitely depends on the individual. So there's no advice that would cover everyone or would be good for everyone. In terms of the mortgage, it really just depends on your interest rate, but also in everything else. You know, how much do you have for retirement? How much do you have in savings? Like everything else will affect our decision if we would say like yes, pay it off or not really.
Mm-hmm.
So it really just depends. But I think a huge misconception is that yes, everyone should pay it right away. And not really.
What's the downside of paying off a mortgage if I have the cash?
So sometimes we see cases when someone has a very low interest rate, for example, 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And they're young, they could easily just invest that money and get an average return of 8-10%. But if they pay the mortgage off, then they lose that liquidity, they lose the options they have, and in the long term, their net worth it would be lower because it would be saving that 3% instead of winning the 8-10. So that's a case we see a lot. Yeah, last week we had a case like that.
But you see, keep a lot of different points, Sean. When somebody says, you said Dave Ramsey says that, well, hold on. Ramsey has a very specific order of things.
Right.
So if you jump directly to pay my house sooner, sure. If you already have A, B, C, D, then you can do that. And it's funny because clients will come to the office and say, well, I follow Dave Ramsey halfway. And you see, this is when things get, it's like giving, you know, following your advice halfway. Like, well, my advice won't work if you just follow it halfway. So a lot of people say, well, I follow Dave Ramsey 50% of the time. And like, okay, that's interesting. So, for example, I will, you know, use my credit cards, but then I don't trust this, just like Dave Ramsey, but I use, because I am smart and I know how to use it and I have to play. Anyway, going back to the gym, all those tools have a very specific order of things and it works if you follow everything specifically, right? I have another comment that people normally come to me saying, and I have my own 401k, and it's called self-directed 401k.
Mm-hmm.
So I can invest in whatever I want and all that. Oh, yeah, in the laboratory, that's perfect. That's great. But there's a lot of different things. Like if you own real estate, you can paint it because you're adding contribution to your IRA that you're not supposed to do. You're adding value. And there's different caveats. So you need to be very specific. There's a big yes list, no list. And if you just exchange them, that's a nightmare. Right. So can it work? Yes. You've seen it work? No. Most of the people won't follow the recipe. Mm-hmm. And their cake is just horrible.
What happens when you violate those self-directed like IRA rules? I've seen that a lot. Clients will come in. I'll use a scenario from California. They came in. They have properties in a self-directed IRA that they put in there because they were trying to do their own thing. And they were trying to do something. I don't even remember what it was at this time. And it's like, I'm pretty sure you can't do that. That's against the rules. And they're like, well, nobody ever told us. So what happens? You know, who's policing it? The IRS?
The IRS will knock at your door. And first off, you need to think about it. Like, okay, so you're overfunding your IRA. Let's say it's just a normal IRA, the same rules.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say
you say overfunding, you're saying in this particular year, I put more value in than I'm allowed to.
Correct. Okay, so now picture this nightmare. Let's say that happens 5 years ago. Okay, so now you need to take that money back. How am I going to do that? Now it's a pool, or now it's a whatever in my house.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so now you need to have people that will evaluate that, go back, put it in, and it's just the, you need to change taxes each year. I mean, it's just really a nightmare. And whatever you saved in taxes or whatever your gem of the solution, now you're paying attorneys and, you know, all to represent you in court or the IRS audit, all those things, just because you did not follow that instruction.
What if you don't tell them that you have a pool?
What was that?
What if you don't tell them I have
the
a pool?
IRS?
Yeah. Are they coming to my house and looking for pools and upgrades in my house?
No, I understand your point. But you see, sometimes this is what we found. And we're not accountants. We speak accountant very well, but we're not accountants because we deal with a lot of small business owners and we need to communicate with we translate. But the IRS has like little seasons. I don't know if you know this or you will capture this, but I don't know how many years ago they went after waiters and waitresses for their cash. And they just hone in and audited that kind of, I will say, people that will put their income like that. How, why, or don't ask me. I don't know. But they will find specific niches. So they may easily say, now let's audit those self-directed 401ks or self-directed IRAs. Let's see what we find. Just because whoever in charge decides now we are going to find money there. And they will do. You know, once you get an audit, they will find that forbidden transaction, how it's called, and they will fine you for it. So that's how you – now, when is that going to happen or how? I have no clue. But if there's enough money there, I'm sure the IRS will knock at your door.
Do you think it's political?
I think that when they need money, they just see what is the next case, right?
Yeah.
Like grandma with some money in the mattress, I don't think that's we will find a lot of money, maybe. But how about a trust? I don't know. Maybe they're going to audit trustees or something like that because they can. There's money to be made. We like it or not, but that's the way it is. Just like the Medicare.
Like a shakedown.
Yeah, just like the Medicare rule. Well, not rule, the employees rule, right? It's just the way it is.
Do you think it's a good rule? Should we be taxed?
Yeah,
as citizens.
There's currently discussion about getting rid of the income tax. What do you think about that? And I guess more generally, if you don't have a specific opinion on that, the way the country is going fiscally and how they're trying to doge in the program of eliminating government waste.
Have you heard of that? Like the Trump administration's running around the idea of no income tax?
Yeah, I have heard of that.
What was your first reaction? Like, that's crazy.
We haven't heard of that, but listening to it right now, yes, I think that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's crazy?
This is just what I think. Everything goes back to behavior.
Uh-huh.
Just behavior, right? And okay, so let's just assume that there's no income tax. Let's just play with that scenario.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play. So no income tax, where's that money going to, the income tax? I'm asking this question to you. Where do you think is going?
Government programs.
Okay, such as?
USAID.
Okay.
Name one. There's thousands of agencies.
Department of Defense.
Trillions of dollars. Trimming all those things, right? And we keep it close. I am positive that a lot of programs are useless or wasting a lot of money, but I'm not saying everything.
Yeah.
So when people come up with these solutions, always thinking absolute, all or nothing. Well, how about we just pay attention in these agencies? Maybe we don't need that one. Maybe we don't need that one, but we need that one. You know, and then we just start cutting and just be more efficient rather than just say all of nothing.
Uh-huh.
Because when you're dealing with absolutes, you just lose me. You know, you just lose me right there on that proposal because, like, no, that's not how life is. It's not you're not dealing in absolutes in any circumstances. Like, that a strategy works or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way.
Well, and everything seems to be political. It didn't used to be. I know that vaccines, it was only the hippies that didn't want to get vaccinated, right? It wasn't a party. It was a choice of I'm going to live natural way and my kids are going to just develop natural immunity and so we're not going to get vaccinated.
You're going to offend all of our hippie listeners.
That's okay. I offend a lot of listeners. And then it became a very much, if it's Trump supported, we're not going to do it. For example, prior to the 2020 election, when the vaccine was being pushed really strong as far as the development of it. I think they called that Operation Lightspeed or something like that. And they were developing the vaccine very quickly for the COVID-19 virus. There's a quote for Kamala Harris that says, "I'm not taking a vaccine that's developed by the Trump administration." And then when Biden got elected, then it was not only highly, highly recommended, but required of government employees, and they'd lose their job, and it's required of military personnel. And so it seems to me that it's this Trump derangement syndrome. If Trump liked it, I hate it. And if Trump doesn't like it, I want it. And so therefore it's political. And I think the same thing is occurring right now, where most people, when asked in a vacuum if they want to get rid of government spending and government waste, they would say yes. But because it's happening under the Trump administration, and we're seeing even when they're saying all these ridiculous things that are being cut from USAID and so on, they're saying, well, this is ridiculous. These guys are – they're acting like tyrants. They're acting like dictators. Nobody elected Elon Musk. Instead of saying, well, it's a good idea to cut those things that are wasteful spending. So I guess my question to you is, do we ever get back to – and do you view like the financial atmosphere for the United States that way through politics, or do you just look at the dollar and cents of it and say, okay, I'm neutral – this works financially, this doesn't work financially?
Good question. And we don't watch news. I don't. I can't.
We don't watch the news in the office. So it's very neutral. It's just like...
And the reason... And
do you guys talk politics in the office?
No.
Never.
What do you mean you don't watch the news? What? Like, this is a personal choice or like a mandate in the office?
No. Okay, I don't control what Carolina watches or not. But this is... Go ahead.
No, that's what I was going to say. I think it's a coincidence that we both agree on that, but it's not like a rule in the office.
It's just because subconsciously, I cannot do my job properly. My job is to make sure people make good financial decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job, and that's what people hire me to. Not to vote for whatever or cheer for one or not cheer for the other.
Uh-huh.
They're going to grow your money in your bank account, and you will have a legacy larger. I want that. Mm-hmm. Now, who's supporting what? Is irrelevant for me. So the news will taint your decision-making process. That information, even though you believe it or not, in your subconscious, you're acting on that information. So when somebody, I know those stories because people tell me those stories, but not because I see the headlines or whatever. I'm giving a disservice to my clients if I'm being brainwashed by any channel.
Yeah, right? So driven by
Fox
the news.
Or CNN or everything in between. I don't know the agenda of whatever. I can't do that.
Well, so
when I see a client, I need to see, or we see our client, we need to see their current situation, and then what triggers that person. What is your, are you going to just go crazy in a credit card? Forget about who you vote for. And I need to change that behavior in something that you would do, right? I'm not going to throw you to the deep end of the pool if you don't like to swim, but you need to kind of get your feet wet, right? Mm-hmm. How, in my head, I need to be very clear on how I'm going to make my client to make the best financial decisions for themselves and mm-hmm. their family. The news won't help me at all. It won't help my client. It won't help me. It won't help me in planning. In planning, we don't, in my software planning, we don't have, if Democrats win, go this. Mm-hmm. This is a decision tree. If Republicans win, just go somewhere else. That's not the way it works because we don't control that. You see, we talked about that last time. We don't control who wins. Mm-hmm. We don't control if income tax is gone or not or what agency is going to disappear. What I control is how much you save every month and what do you do with that when that hardship happens. Are you going to tap into your 401k? Are you going to sell your Polaris or your boat? Or you're going to tap into the 401k of the kids' college. That's the things that we control. And my clients control. The rest is just an illusion. They don't control that.
Are you doing a lot of trades for clients? So what I mean, or what I'm asking is, I mean, that would come into play if, for example, the Biden administration, they're going to be all solar and wind and all these things. So maybe you make your portfolio heavily towards those things. Whereas when the Trump administration got elected, a lot of people put their stuff back in oil because it's just going to go bananas, right? So it has some effect, I would argue, as to what you're putting your money, what commodities, if you're going to go more commodities or you're going to go more real estate, for example, in your portfolio. So are you making decisions? How do you make your financial trade decisions?
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Eldorado Broadcasters and this station congratulate the newest Yuma County Chamber of Commerce members.
OneSelf Consulting LLC, JP Refrigeration and Electric LLC, and Karnas Law Firm.
If you'd like to find out how you can become a member and enjoy all of the benefits that membership brings, email Anna at YumaChamber.org. That's Anna at YumaChamber.org or call 928-782-2567.
For anyone who has ever thought about tomorrow, about the path that stretches just beyond the bend, and the possibilities waiting there, for those who've dreamt of a little more for their family, or a boost for their business, of moving days and grand openings, graduations and road trips, all the simple dreams of life, both big and small, we see you. We're Avenir Financial. AEA Federal Credit Union, now Avenir Financial, federally insured by NCUA.
Coming to Yuma, March 2025. It's a Caballero's signature event, Midnight at the Oasis. A full weekend of classic cars and entertainment. And it all starts March the 6th with a pre-show downtown Yuma. And then everything moves to Desert Sun Stadium. Hundreds of classic cars and entertainment all weekend long. March 7th, 8th, and 9th, Midnight at the Oasis. A Caballero's signature event. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Take that one?
Sure. Well, we have an investment committee.
An investment committee.
What's going on in our portfolios. And we talk to them all the time. And what I see they do is they focus more on like economic factors or what's going on in the economy. And I agree with you. For example, they recently talked about how international investments were not doing that great recently. So stuff like that, but they never talk about it as political. Mm-hmm. They were not like, oh, because this person won, international is not going to do well. They're more like, no, like we've seen it's not working. So maybe a little bit less in our portfolios or stuff like that, but it's never political, to be honest. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, remember, this is just to give you another, and I'm, for everybody that's listening, we're talking about our firm and the way work. I'm not saying that that's how your advisor or whoever will work. But we have different portfolios. Remember decision making. Just think that, keep that in your head. So we have different portfolios that will do different strategies, different points of view, let's say that. So the one, the traditional, efficient frontier, you don't mess with that. You just say, how much risk I'm taking, what is the rate of return. We're trying to find that, it's not perfect. There's a line between risk and reward. Let's find that spot. That's the traditional way of investing, and people like that. Let's say you like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you want me, the same advisor, you want me to very quickly and pay attention to all these things that you're saying, who got elected, who got what contract. Well, there's another portfolio that does specifically, you know, that. It's more like a tactical. It's called, in fact, we call it tactical. It's when you're paying attention to those things. Mm-hmm. Right now, you may not want that kind of speed and that kind of trading because it will make you nauseous.
Yeah.
But you will love it. That's what you want me to do. Right?
Because the bigger the risk, the bigger reward is the idea, right?
And so for our audience. Not necessarily. Yeah, because some people only listen to this show. They don't get the full YouTube version of it, and they're listening to it on the podcast. And you're looking at Adam saying he is risk adverse. He just wants to grow steadily. And I'm the one that wants to do the day trading because I'm looking for certain industries to boom or bust and trying to get you to trade on that. So when you say you.
Oh, I thought it was – okay, I understand.
Yeah, so for the podcast listeners, Adam's a conservative one. I'm the one that looks towards industries that I think are going to thrive, and I want you to invest in that industry.
Right. Thank you. Yes. Now I know they're not watching.
Yeah. Really. Well, they should be.
Okay. So, yes, you see, so now each one of us will have it going back to decision-making. What happens when the market tanks? You want your money – Adam wants the money out. Sean wants to put money in. But at the same time, what is the best solution? I don't know. I need to talk to each one of you, you know, and what's your feeling for that? So, Sure, we have a committee, but then we have different portfolios. Like we have one that is run by algorithms. People sometimes love that. So there's not even opinions. It's just risk, reward, trends, and it's a software making decisions.
Yeah.
Now, there's somebody that loves that. Because, now the advisor feeling guts and all those things, they're out of the picture. It's a machine making decisions. I trust that. Other people say, like, no, that's – I don't even like AI or any sort of – I don't even have a phone, right? Just give me the traditional buy and hold strategy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, want them to save as much as possible and make the good decisions, right? So I'm not pushing a specific strategy, to your point, and I'm not saying – such and such is going to win. We need to change. We need to trade to blank. Maybe somebody wants that, but Adam won't. Right. Makes sense?
Yeah.
So I know the answer was I don't. The answer is I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the portfolios kind of pivot based on who gets elected.
But it sounds like some do. So some are going to be vacillating according to political spheres. You're not into the political thing, but you've got people in the committee that are looking over what's going on globally and what's hot, what's not.
Correct.
And let's be more risk adverse and put heavier investments into this chunk of industry in this portfolio because that's going to tend to weigh out the bad over here in this other industry that might go down because it's this particular president.
Correct. And now, if you tell me which one is the best. Never work. I can't tell you because each year is just different. Each year, the one that says buy and hold, the old boring way to invest, that was the winner. And then the year before, the one that is super aggressive and super active, that was the winner, right? So what strategy is the winner? Again, it doesn't matter. What do you like to see in your portfolio and how do you like to see your money grow? That's the most important decision-making piece of information than everything else.
I'm curious to know, like, the result, and maybe you don't even know this, but the result of the algorithm one, like, does that tend to do better than humans, or we don't know yet?
It did for a couple of years, and it didn't, so.
It goes back and forth, because I've heard that same thing. It's like, I could open up, you know, what used to be the Wall Street Journal, I don't even know if it's printed anymore, and if you pick this stock, and I'm going to pump tons of money in it, and that probably would do just as good as me, like doing all this research in this particular company and putting a ton of money in it. I've got two stock tips in my life. One was from my dad. Mm. That company went bankrupt. And then I got one from Sean here.
It's doing good, but we sold.
I haven't looked.
We bought high and sold low, so. Okay. But it's doing good now.
No, you see the one. Let me tell you what happened with the one with the algorithm working. It's very weird when stocks and bonds go down at the same time. That happened, I don't know how many years ago. I don't know, 60 years ago. Don't quote me on this, but long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the programmer's like, well, that's not going to happen. Well, guess what? It did. So in the last 2022, 2023, both things went down. The software did not compute. You know programming. Both of you understand that. So that scenario was not in the programming. So, okay, and then he stayed flat. He did whatever he's supposed to do, and then he was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting because the programming was not – it was not giving the right signals. And then November 2023, skyrocketed. And the software said, like, that's not normal. Again, that's something that I've never seen. Mm-hmm. And he just went like this pretty much and kept going. And the software said, like, well, something's wrong. This is not real. And then 3 months later, it is very real, man. So you just stayed in the sidelines. That's software. I'm talking to a software, right?
Mm-hmm.
You stay in the sidelines for 3 months, and that jump actually happened, and he stayed for good. So that year, that software portfolio, it sucked.
Because software can't anticipate innovation. Like, what's going on with AI and how quickly that's going to be incorporated and how it's going to affect businesses. And the next invention that who knows what it is yet that comes out, the software doesn't know what that is and therefore can't calculate whether or not to buy or sell stock in that innovation.
But you know who loved that portfolio? Senior citizens. Because the
algorithm?
Yes.
Oh.
Because he can go to cash, all of it. And it just detects
mm-hmm.
certain market
crashes,
specific thing, and they prefer
sells
it off. And if it's in an IRA, you don't need to worry about, capital gains or anything like that. So believe it or not, you will say, like, what? Who chooses that? Well, somebody that prefers that, not emergency break, just go to cash. Cash mm-hmm. is a player in that portfolio. Sometimes cash is better than stocks, and he's making more money than stocks just because whatever. We won't go there. But the people, did you tell me who stayed in that portfolio? The senior, the kind of 75, 85, they love that portfolio for that strategy. And when everybody was crying because the market went down, they were really happy because their portfolio was only down 5% versus everybody was down 15%.
Right.
Not losing as much is winning, right? So they were happy. Just unexpected for us that market will love that.
What I would love to do is just do a role play for maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10. And I know that it's very difficult as a financial advisor, just as it is an attorney, to give specific answers, okay? But let's play along here. Say that I'm a 40-year-old, right? I've got two kids at home. One is 10, one is 8. I make $100,000 a year. My wife works. She makes $100,000 a year as well. For our needs, we only need $150,000 to maintain our lifestyle. And we would both like to retire when we're 60. So we're both 40 years old. We'd like to retire in 20 years. What do you recommend? And I know a lot of our clients out there, they'd like to hear some specifics, even though this scenario may not match their scenario, they'd like to hear how the interview process goes. So what would you recommend, Carlina? Where do I start?
Well, with that whole situation, well, obviously that conversation would take like 45 minutes to get all that information.
Okay.
But what about other assets? Do they have retirement accounts set up already?
I live in a home. I owe $250,000 on it.
Okay.
It's worth $500,000. I've got two cars. They're worth together $100,000. I owe $50,000. And I have $50,000 in savings right now.
Okay. So no retirement accounts.
I don't have any retirement account. I know that I need to get that going, but up until this point, I've just been trying to keep my head above water. I'm finally at the point where I'm making some expendable cash.
Okay. So, yeah, I think the first thing we would do would be setting up retirement accounts. Since you mentioned it's an important goal of them to retire when they're 60. So that would be one of the first things. Set up retirement accounts for both of them. Make sure they invest, at least 15% of your income. But you said maybe they could invest a little bit more.
Yeah, they could invest 25% of their income because they've got 50% that is not necessary to maintain their standard of living. They're making their car payments. They're fine with that. Their interest on their car payments is fine. The interest on their mortgage is fine. Let's just take out all those variables. What do I do with the $50,000 cash? Do I put it under a mattress? Do I invest in gold? Is that safe? Or do I? What does the portfolio look like that I'm investing it into? And I'm not asking for a specific stock, but
yes.
It would be put into a portfolio. And what type of return can I expect from that portfolio? What should I be aiming towards?
Time out. First off, we need to protect them. Before we do anything crazy or portfolio, something sexy or whatever you want to do,
Bitcoin.
I'm going to ask, do you have a living trust? And this is a true part of the conversation.
Uh-huh. And that's why we like you guys so much.
Yeah, do you have a living trust? And do you have life insurance?
Okay.
If the answer is no, you need to get a living trust because now you have a mortgage and a house. Mm-hmm. You have two kids, so we need guardianships. We need to protect them somehow.
Yeah.
And right? And then life insurance today, I'm not going to go over that, but life insurance today, forget about which kind. Life insurance today will protect you for more different things. If you get ill, you can get your life insurance. Mm-hmm. We won't go this specific to that. But very quickly, your state can go from just $50,000 to $1 million like this. And we need state planning to protect that. And not just because you're here, because of what you do, that's a basic question. If they don't, some of that money, please open a, you know, get a state plan.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hey, Yuma, it's Mardi Gras on Main. Join Alexander Toyota, Burgers and Beer, and Fort Yuma Rotary for a night of free family fun. Friday, February 28th from 5 to 11 p.m. Enjoy live music from Eric Sage's Ultimate Rock Show, local vendors, and a costume contest. Grab your beads and bring the party to Main Street. Every dollar raised supports Fort Yuma Rotary's community projects. Don't miss out. Laissez-les bon temps rouler.
Sponsored in part by Alexander Toyota, Burgers and Beer, D&H Electric, Long Realty, Arbor Tech, The Fun Factory, and El Dorado Broadcasters.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
You know your business needs to get in the digital game, marketing on the internet, and maybe finally fixing your website. Don't let the world pass you by. Go to YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. They're part of the Desert Southwest's largest media company, and their team has executed thousands of digital marketing campaigns across the country. Digital campaigns for businesses just like yours. Who knew they needed to get in the game? YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. Don't let the world pass you by.
Your phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU El Dorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.